Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Hey, let's check in with Rockridge Rocket Kendra Lewis. Just a couple of weeks ago, helping lead Rockridge to a state championship. And what a great honor we learn about today. The Max Preps Illinois High School Softball Player of the Year. Kendra Lewis, you've been having a great June. Congratulations. Just tell us a little bit about getting word of receiving this award. Pretty impressive.
Well, thank you. It's pretty amazing to know that out of all the outstanding players of the out of Illinois and of the whole entire country, that I was nominated to be one of them, but it couldn't be possible without my amazing teammate and the immense support from my coaching staff, from the community, from my teammates, from my parents, most of all. They're a huge help.
Well, and they put your numbers up, and I know I've talked about it on the broadcast a few times. A kid that hasn't lost a game in high school, 38-0 as a high school pitcher, 24-0 this year, 0.96 ERA, 222 strikeouts. Can you kind of put this sophomore season in perspective? Those are some pretty good numbers.
I mean, going into just any kind of high school season, I didn't expect anything like this. But, I mean, I have a great team to play with. So it was definitely possible with the awesome teammates I have. So it's awesome. I hope this next season's going to be pretty exciting, too.
All right. So, you know, it's interesting because when you look at your sophomore season, I know at the beginning of it, when we're coming out of the off season and getting into the high school season, you were dealing with an injury, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that? But it apparently didn't impact you at all.
Yeah, I had a broken wrist. I broke it with Heartland Havoc, my travel ball team. And in the off season, I kept working. I mean, it was hard coming back, but you just got to put in the work. I mean, we had open gyms and I just kept working hard at it, but you know, it kind of comes into effect, but you got to try to put it on the back burner.
All right. I know we're talking to you. You're in Kansas City playing at a big, travel ball event, this week. Have you had time to kind of digest the IHSA state softball season and kind of the great run, in the postseason and really that state championship game which was just an instant classic, as they say. What about kind of reflecting on this 2022 high school season?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been go, go, go since then. It's kind of settled in, but not completely. I mean, it's crazy to know that that's just happened. But the whole 2022 season, we busted our butts. I mean, just to see it pay off into that kind of season, it's great to see it right in front of us. But, you know, it's still unbelievable to hear.
Well, in that, you know, when you look back at that state championship game, though, and I know I didn't get a chance to talk to you right after it, but, you know, you trail early, you have to battle back, you play extra innings, and it's just basically high leverage every inning. You know, every inning you have to get a key out when you're pitching, and then somebody has to come through offensively to end the game for Rockridge. And being a part of that, just, you know, when you reflect back on that situation, just that great game, being a part of it, and then coming out on the winning end. How great of an experience was that, or what was the emotion for you and all that?
Yeah, I mean, trailing high in the beginning was harsh, but we had to come together, and we calmed ourselves, we took a breath, and we came back. And knowing that we won with that kind of a trail, it just shows what kind of team we have and the amazing teammates that we have. Like, we have so much trust in each other. It's unbelievable. I mean, and with it going that deep in an inning and we just passed the bat, it was great to see it just fall together and it worked. The plan just came together.
Well, and then, so you're talking about the offensive aspect of it, but then pitching-wise, I mean, like I said, that – I mean, basically every pitch meant something when you were out there for 11 innings. I mean, the pressure like that, just kind of dealing with all that day and doing it for 11 innings. What was that like?
Yeah, the pressure was definitely there. I still remember it. I mean, when Coach John decided to walk those two girls, and I believe it was zero out, bases loaded, in that kind of pressure situation, I know I have to step up, my team has to step up, but we practice those kind of situations. So, I mean, just the practice that we did and even the early season just helped in that moment.
All right. Well, Kendra Lewis, the Max Prep Illinois High School Softball Player of the Year. That's right. She's a Rock Ridge Rocket, and she's getting ready to play a summer game out in Kansas City. Kendra, thanks for helping us out, and enjoy the rest of your summer.
All right. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.